If today's primary in Texas were a billboard, it would read, Hot U.S. Senate Race. And below that in small letters, Mitt Romney also likely to clinch the Republican presidential nomination tonight. Mitt Romney hasn't even been campaigning in the Lone Star State, but what might Texans tell us when they vote about the way political winds are blowing? Evan Smith is CEO and editor-in-chief of the Texas Tribune. Evan, you're there in Austin, Texas, a more liberal spot there. You call it the blueberry and the tomato soup there in Texas. But the state capital's right there. So how are people feeling? Are they excited about this primary?
There are. We have an extraordinary Senate race. We rarely have competitive primaries in the state of Texas. But we have a real extraordinary race on the Republican side with four major and a handful of minor candidates all vying for the Republican nomination to succeed Kay Bailey Hutchison, who's retiring as United States Senator. The Democratic side of this is It's a nominal Democratic effort, let's just say. The winner of the primary is likely to be, if not certain to be, the winner in the fall.
Right. But meanwhile, tell us more about the race on the Republican side, because longtime Texas governor, of course, former presidential candidate Rick Perry, is not out campaigning for Mitt Romney. He's campaigning for his lieutenant governor, David Dewhurst.
With whom he's not been terribly close, or it's been assumed he's not been terribly close over the years, but he certainly is going all in for Dewhurst this time. Dewhurst has been lieutenant governor elected three times, with land commissioner before that, so he's very well known as a statewide office holder. He's extraordinarily wealthy. He has the look of a United States senator, vaguely baronial. You know, you can just look at him and think, ah, he's one of them. And for that reason, everyone assumed that he would win this thing going away and that he should have, in fact, put it away by now. But the dynamics of politics this year, as you know, from Indiana and Nebraska, are not like that. The establishment candidate or the assumed winner is rarely unchallenged. And in both of those states, a Tea Party candidate snuck up on the person who was assumed to have that race in a lock. And in this case, Ted Cruz, who is the former Solicitor General of Texas and a Tea Party favorite, has mounted a very serious challenge to the lieutenant governor. And I think it's likely, not certain, but likely that the lieutenant governor will not get to 50% tonight, and that we'll have a runoff on July 31st, a very, very late date for the runoff. By the way, the X factor tonight in the Senate race may very well be the former mayor of Dallas, Tom Leppert, who is right now third in the polls, but has 15 or 16%, according to most reliable observers, and he could conceivably keep Cruz down. Or conversely, he could keep Dewhurst below 50%, and he could ultimately be the one to decide whether a runoff happens.
Yeah. Well, and so this is what Texans are really watching in the primary. But meanwhile, when it comes to the Republican who might lock up his candidacy tonight with a win in Texas, you've got former Texas Republican Party Chair Tom Paakin saying, you know, the Obama administration is terrible in his eyes, but he'd have preferred to see an authentic conservative clinch the Republican Party nomination in Texas tonight. And in his opinion, that's not Mitt Romney.
Right. He's not the only one who finds Mitt Romney wanting. Look, this state was not wildly enthusiastic for John McCain 4 years ago. They're not wildly enthusiastic for Mitt Romney today. McCain, of course, did win Texas, but he barely won the Republican primary when the primary was back in March in 08, at a time when he was the de facto nominee. He still managed to only get 52 or 53% of the vote. Romney will do better tonight, but I think in both cases what you see is a very conservative electorate believing that the national Republican nominee is to the left of where they would like to see him be. This would have been a Santorum state had the primary happened back in March. Redistricting, lawsuits, and associated matter related to the redrawing of our district lines forced the primary to be later this year than it's ever been before. So you have a bunch of folks who would have been Santorum voters holding their nose and voting for Romney or staying home tonight. And for them, the real draw is not the Republican candidate, but it's let's beat Obama.
And by the way, Evan Smith, when they say that Mitt Romney is to the left of where they'd like to see a candidate be, there's a front page piece in the Boston Globe today about Mormons worried about his candidacy because they feel that's going to reignite, in their eyes, bigotry against their faith. You have
right.
A lot of evangelicals in Texas. Is that some of their concern?
Not openly articulated, but I'm certain that here as elsewhere, there is some concern about Romney's religion. I think the greater concern is about Romney's record. Romney was governor of Massachusetts when he was friendlier to things like gay rights and abortion rights. Of course, he says he's not friendly to those things now, but people are suspicious of him. Some Republicans are. And the question is whether they'd rather have a Mitt Romney they're not entirely sure they can trust, or Barack Obama for 4 more years? I think the answer is clearly the former, but that does not alleviate the great suspicions that, some people in the state have about Romney, and I think that's where Romney still has a sale to make. Now, look, let's be clear, Robin, this is going to be a red state in the fall. There is no chance, zero, that the president's going to win. Even the emerging Hispanic majority in Texas is not going to turn out in adequate numbers to get the president over the line.
Evan Smith, CEO and editor-in-chief of the Texas Tribune, as that state goes to the polls in their primary today. Evan, thanks so much.
My pleasure.